This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. Scientists in Iran have tested the first nuclear fuel rod produced from uranium ore deposits inside the country. The announcement came shortly after Tehran said that it had successfully test-fired a medium-range surface-to-air missile during military exercises in the Gulf. Iran already faces four sets of UN sanctions and additional unilateral Western sanctions imposed over its refusal to heed repeated ultimatums to suspend its uranium enrichment program. On Saturday, US President Barack Obama signed into law tough new sanctions targeting Iran's central bank and financial sector. Fighting between government forces and army deserters have broken out near the capital, Damascus. According to opposition activists, the clashes began when the military began searching the area for deserters. There has been no news of any casualties. Human rights activists said the Syrian security forces have continued their crackdown against opposition protesters despite the presence of Arab League monitors. Meanwhile, two leading Syrian opposition parties have agreed a roadmap to democracy should a popular uprising succeed in toppling President Bashar al-Assad. Denmark has taken over the European Union's six-month rotating presidency on Sunday, putting the easing of the bloc's debt crisis as its main priority. Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt and European Affairs Minister Nicolai Wammen said their expressed aim was to try to bridge the differences between the 17-member Eurozone and the full 27-member bloc. Copenhagen said the Danish presidency would also focus on renewable energies to bolster job creation and economic growth in Europe. Heavily armed troops and tanks patrolled the streets of Maiduguri in northeast Nigeria on Sunday after the president declared a state of emergency in parts of the north affected by an Islamist insurgency. President Goodluck Jonathan imposed the state of emergency on the northeast, the conflict-prone central city of Jos, and part of Niger State near Abuja on Saturday, and closed the borders with Cameroon, Chad and Niger in the northeast. Jonathan told state television his aim was to restore security in troubled parts of the north. In a separate development, clashes between rival ethnic groups in southeastern Ebonyi State on Saturday killed at least 50 people. Police said mobile units had been sent there to quell the violence. Israel and the Palestinians said on Sunday that their chief peace negotiators would attend a gathering of international diplomats in neighbouring Jordan this week, bringing the sides closer together for the first time in more than a year. Officials stressed that the meeting would not be a formal negotiating session. Nonetheless, it could mark an important step towards restarting peace talks, which broke down in September of 2010. Jordan's Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh would host the meeting of Israeli and Palestinian representatives with teams from the International Quartet of Mideast Mediators. Pope Benedict XVI is marking New Year's Day at a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on the day the Vatican delegates to world peace. The Pope, in his homily Sunday, says that educating young people about fundamental values and virtues is the key to securing a future of hope. Benedict praised young people, saying that their nature and they are open to dialogue and mutual respect. Bundesbank President Jens Weidmann has called on the German government to save more than it had originally planned. In an interview with the Tagesspiegel newspaper, Weidmann said that Germany, as stability anchor of the European Union, currency union, had a special responsibility, and that's why the government had to swiftly work to achieve a structurally balanced budget. Weidmann was reacting to media reports that suggested that the start of the euro safety mechanism in 2012 would require new debt in the budget that would be considerably higher than previously planned. And finally, the first of two NASA satellites on a mission to research the moon has entered the moon's orbit. The spacecraft known as Grail A began orbiting the moon on Saturday, and its partner craft, Grail B, will enter orbit on Sunday. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.